Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
First Lady Michelle Obama is in China today on her third trip abroad without the president. She's traveling with her mother, Marian Robinson, and daughters Sasha and Malia. She'll visit historic sites, dine with China's First Lady, and tour schools to promote education. But she's not expected to address human rights as past First Ladies have. For instance, Hillary Clinton in 1995 at the World Conference on Women in Beijing.
It is time for us to say here in Beijing that it is no longer acceptable to discuss women's rights as separate from human rights.
In addition, Mrs. Obama is not traveling with the press, prompting columnist Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times to tweet, "Michelle Obama's decision to visit China without reporters is a mistake, signals weakness or fear of coverage." Anita McBride, former chief of staff to First Lady Laura Bush, joins us. Anita, is Nick Kristof right?
Well, I think Nick Kristof, like a lot of others in our country, unfortunately, had expectations of what they think the First Lady should do, when ultimately it's the First Lady that decides the way she wants to spend her time and deploy her influence. And the way this trip has been organized in a way that not only allows her to be, a cultural diplomat, which is important for the role of First Lady, but it's also supporting another view of our relationship with China, and that's one that is increasingly invested in educational exchange.
She's going to be promoting educational exchange programs. You say the countries are increasingly invested. I'll say 200,000 Chinese study in the U.S., more than any other country, but right now it's only 20,000 Americans studying in China. And White House officials have been quoted as saying that this idea of trying to get more students from the U.S. to go to China is equally important to some of the other issues on the table.
It is important. And this is, we live in a global economy and the world is getting increasingly smaller. It's very important for American students to understand the value of overseas travel, as well as being educated overseas and seeing the way the rest of the world lives. I think it's very important. And I think the administration, from a foreign policy point of view, vis-a-vis the Obama administration, they are investing a lot of resources, in fact, redirecting resources from other regions of the world, Europe in particular, to Asia and to Africa. So she is, in essence, supporting or highlighting a fundamental foreign policy decision vis-a-vis the Chinese-U.S. bilateral relationship, and that is one built on educational exchange.
Well, she's going to document her trip on a blog. Students can follow her and participate in virtual discussions on websites. We'll link you to them at hereandnow.org. But still, there are those who say there are dissidents and poets imprisoned in China. There are terrible human rights issues. Your boss, if I can call her that.
Sure.
First Lady Laura Bush, in 2008, on her trip to the Beijing Olympics, went to a refugee camp on the border of Thailand and Burma. Didn't have to say much, but it was so symbolic, calling attention to the Burmese who'd been displaced by the China-backed government there. So again, others are saying they want Michelle Obama to pick that same kind of symbolic visit. But is there a time when maybe there is too much going on in the world, we're thinking of Russia, China's ally, for the First Lady to be so visible?
Well, I will say this, a couple of things. First of all, it's never wrong and it's never inappropriate for a high-level American to support and promote and project our values, no matter where they go. Laura Bush's trip to the refugee camps on the border of Burma and Thailand, it was a culmination of about 6 years of speaking out about the political dissidents in Burma, political prisoners in Burma, Aung San Suu Kyi, the repressive regime. And this was part of a fundamental pillar, the freedom and democracy pillar of the Bush administration, and where they were tightening sanctions on Burma all the time in response to the repressive actions there. So she was an advocate. She was a voice. She cared, felt she could deploy her time and her visit that way. So it was consistent with the foreign policy objectives of the administration, much like the Obama administration's effort on increasing the access to education for Americans to China. That's how Mrs. Obama is spending her time. I understand the criticism, but the trip has just started. So we know from the schedule she'll be visiting high schools and colleges. You know, there may be subtle ways and opportunities to talk about American values in those speeches. I haven't seen the remarks, so I don't know that. But that might be a way for her to address them without, you know, going to a border camp or without, you know, speaking at a major conference the way Mrs. Clinton did and really drew that connection to human rights and women's rights.
That was the goal of the trip.
That was the goal of the trip. She was invited to do that. She was leading the U.S. delegation to a U.N. conference. So it provided a platform where the topic was human rights. So it provided a platform to discuss those issues openly and directly. And I think certainly their criticism would have been warranted if it wasn't tackled by Mrs. Clinton at that time.
Well, and you remind us, when it comes to Laura Bush, it wasn't as if she just willy-nilly decided one day to go to a refugee camp. There have been years of talks about how to approach this region leading up to that moment.
No, absolutely. And it had been an effort that was not only coming out of the White House, but it was coming out of the Congress as well. So this was, you know, a coordinated effort by the U.S. government, those interested in human rights, to put the pressure on the repressive regime in Burma.
Well, in fact, Mrs. Obama, on her last stop, is going to have lunch at a Tibetan restaurant.
Yeah.
And of course,
well, that's that's a nod. You know, they may look at that as a nod to the issues between Tibet and China. Again, going back to the sort of a soft and gentle way of getting your message across, I can see where that may not really be considered enough. But again, what I said in the beginning, the First Lady's her own CEO, and she's going to make the decision of what she wants to do, what feels right for her. And none of it is going to be done without the support and the assets of other people in the government, including the NSC and the State Department.
You know, we talked about First Ladies as symbols. Do you think it is a symbol that here you have three generations, her mother and her children, traveling by themselves without male accompaniment? And is there a little bit of symbol there?
I think the symbolism of her going there alone, again, you know, building, as the White House says, a people-to-people relationship, that's a really good use of the presidential spouse, because it is an honor when the spouse of the president travels to a country. It's considered an honor by that country. That's the closest person to the president of the United States. So it signifies a relationship that's there or budding or strong. And to go with two other generations, you know, her grandmother, the daughters, that is important to the culture of China, obviously, where they look at us in the United States of not knowing how to treat our elders properly. So, you know, that conveying, again, a subtle message. Good for her for doing it.
Anina McBride served as assistant to President George W. Bush and chief of staff to First Lady Laura Bush, commenting on the current First Lady Michelle Obama's trip to China. Anita, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.